get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
Everyone, my name is Dr. Betty Speaks. I am your life imprint leader. I am extremely excited and passionate about empowering individuals to resurrect and establish themselves through their favorite components in life. And those components are spiritual growth, financial literacy, personal and professional development. Yes, you heard me say the favorite components in life. I am that chosen warrior who inspires others to create an imprint that will live on long after they are gone. I hold those virtual groups and family workshops and on leaving an imprint. That's right. You can leave an imprint just for your family that will live on long after you're gone. I'll help you understand the importance of rising above your life encounters and how you shall start facilitating simple things into your lives just by getting rid of the stress that plagues our nation. So again, I thank you for tuning in to Overcoming Battles. This is that intentional, motivational, plus inspirational show that is filled with wisdom that will awaken your hope, your ambition, your faith, and inner strength. Plus, cover a variety of genuine life-changing topics designed to encourage listeners that are worldwide with the knowledge that strength doesn't come from what you can do. It comes from overcoming those things you once thought you couldn't. So thank you for tuning in with us every Wednesday. You'll be listening to nothing but the stone cold truth. So if you're lacking in motivation right now to the point that it is keeping you stuck in life, guess what? The only person standing in your way is you. So ladies and gentlemen worldwide, I have a phenomenal friend that is on the line with me this evening. You're going to tell you when you hear him and his stories, you're going to want him back over and over and over again. He has his own platform that's called, it's called Granddad's.
Have a blast with Granddad.
Yes, have a blast with Granddad. You hear him in the background. Why don't I just move out the way and allow him to come on and introduce himself? Come on, guest. Tell us who you are and tell us about your platform.
Hello, my name is Dr. Greg Dillon, and I'm here in Southern Indiana right now where the corn is popping.
I love it.
It has rained for 3 days, and the corn, I think, has grown 3 inches in 3 days with so much rain and so much water. So that's where we're at. We're right here between the cornfield and the coal mine in Southern Indiana. That's where I grew up and where I still live.
I love it. And let me tell you, he and I did a course together. We're both Black Belt certified speakers. He actually has been speaking, and he's actually, I won't say a Black Belt artist, martial artist, because you're much higher than that in that art. Is that right, Greg?
That's right. Last January is my 50th year in the martial arts. That's 50. I started when I was 15 years old and kicking and punching in the barn on a U.S. Army duffel bag filled full of burlap feed sacks that my dad or my uncle or all my dad and all my uncles were in the military. So there were these duffel bags hanging from the rafters in the barn. So I saw them punch and kick on them. I thought maybe I ought to do the same thing. So,
wow. So, he said 50 years in martial arts.
That makes me old.
You don't even look it. I tell you, I am looking at him and he looks just like, let me see. I say Bruce Lee and John, what is it? John Buckle, Don. Both John of them. Okay.
Thank you very much.
He's a mixture of both of them. Oh my goodness. Listen. So today's, we're talking about we're in the month of June and we're celebrating Father's Day this month. And you are a father, you are a granddad, and then your parents are still, you're still active in your parents' life, because today you said, I'm going to do something with mom and dad. And I'm like, oh my goodness. So you can, we can get to talk to you about being a father, then your relationship with your father, as well as your relationships with being a grandfather.
Yes.
How's that? I want to start with what is your definition of because you have daughters too, correct?
I have one daughter of my own. Her name is Abby, and I have a fantastic son-in-law named Jake, and two granddaughters. Daisy will be 16 next month. And I think her and her mom just drove to Evansville here a while back, here today. So she's driving a car now. That's kind of scary. So I remember my driver's license. And then Belle is my partner in crime with Have a Blast with Granddad. That's our kids' safety and civility program. And she's 11 and she loves the microphone. She loves the be in front of the camera. So she pretty much carries the show. So Have a Blast with Granddad and Belle. So,
Yes, I love your shows, Have a Blast with Granddad, because they are so educational, first of all. And they're like unscripted.
They're definitely not scripted.
Yeah, so go ahead, tell us what it's like. What is your definition? Since you have that one daughter, this is going to be so easy for you to answer some of my questions. Tell me your definition of daddy's daughter.
Well, to be a good father, you just have to pay attention. I mean, you have to be there. And I was a shift worker. You know, I studied the martial arts. I worked in a power plant for 32 years. I just retired last year. And there's a lot of things you miss. You know, we figured it up and I had 7 Christmases off in 32 years. But I tried not to miss anything that she did. My daughter was a high school cheerleader, high school dancer, was All-American in all those things. And, you know, there was times when I go to the basketball game and when she was finished cheerleading, I would wave to her, blow her a kiss, and I headed off to work. So to work a 12-hour night shift. So you have to let them know that you're there and you're paying attention.
Just, you know, presence. Yes.
Dads make mistakes just like kids do. So, you know, you got to let them know. And you know, there's all kinds of things you can do and all kinds of things you can miss. But if you just let them know you're there and the things you can do. And now she's a mother. So now I'm a granddad. And I can't use that word, have a blast tonight. We have a blast. You know, I get on the highway and with Daisy, you know, she's driving. I want to say, you know, I want to sit there and say something to her, you know, slow down or don't get too close to the line. But I said, I'm going to be quiet because I remember when I was a kid, when I was driving. So I was driving up a stick shift pickup truck, but we have fun and you know, it's just part of life.
So you get to spend more time with Daisy than you did. What was your daughter's name?
Abby.
So you and Daisy spend more time together than you and Abby. So you're making up for.
I am. Yes, I am definitely making up with Daisy and Belle.
Daisy and Belle. And I have to tell you that's like so important, because I love my granddad when he was here. I mean, spent so much time with him. Mm-hmm. And just, I can remember today some fun things that we did together. And being a female, you know, we love attention. I don't know. And you're saying, yeah. Yeah. You should see his face as he says that. I want to ask you if you could just look at your daughter, and she's not there with you. What facial features? What features? Not necessarily facial. What features do you and your daughter have together?
First of all, she looks just like me. I think that upsets her mother, but.
Oh my goodness.
My daughter was five when her mother and I divorced. So, like I say, I was not the custodial parent because I'm a guy, and we won't go any further with that. But
yes,
we've had a great time. She looks just like me. She's taller than me. Daisy's my freshman granddaughter's 5'10". She's actually a high jumper on the track team. So they must get that from their mother's side of the family because they didn't get that from me. So. But yeah, Abby looks like me and kind of stubborn like me. You don't tell her she can't do anything because she'll show you that she can.
Oh my goodness, yes. Yeah. That's a female side of her too.
That's true.
That is, and you know what? I love the fact that now your granddaughter, I'm confused with the names again, but Daisy? You said she's, Daisy is 5'10"?
5'10".
How old is she?
She'll be 16 next month.
And she's 5'10".
Yes.
And Greg, you are the height of my husband.
I'm 5'6". I'm 5'6" on a good day.
Yes, those are short. And I'm glad that you have her in sports, taking advantage of that height.
Yes.
That's another good thing. She
didn't care much for basketball, but she can high jump. So we're going to be going up to Indiana University to some track camps this summer, kind of perfecting that technique. So she's got two more years to go. So
you also said that Abby has your features. She can't help it, even though you weren't there. And then you have this huge laugh on your face. Yeah. But look, you said
I was always there.
I read it loud and clear.
We won't get into some of those stories, but I was always there.
I read you loud and clear. Leave it to me. And I'm not going to even get into those stories. So even though you weren't there, though, but I can tell listening to you your vibes that we have right now, that you instill morals and values into your daughters, even your granddaughter at 5'10". So talk about that for a second.
Well, I always took Abby to karate tournaments with me. Mm-hmm. Whenever I did karate events, she would go with me, even from a little kid. And we had this program with her when she was little, but you know, there wasn't anything about Facebook or social media. You know, we had a program we shot on VHS, a kid's safety program, pretty much like that Bella and I do. But, you know, 25, 30 years ago, we didn't have the social media where you could get it out. But now we can get it out. No.
Yes. So you started out with them teaching them protective skills.
Right.
You know, and that's something, I don't even know what they were doing before social media came out anymore. But the fact that you took them with you and you instill some of your arts in them, that's amazing. I tell you that when I was in the military, my youngest brother John, he's also into martial arts, and he was in college at the time he graduated from high school and he went on to college. And on one of my assignments, one of my girlfriend called and said, "Did you see the paper? Did you see the newspaper from our town?" I said, "No, why, how could I see the newspaper?" And she said, "Your brother is in the newspaper." I was like, "Really? Yes, he saved a young lady's life."
Wow.
And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" Well, she was in the process of getting raped and he saved her life. And this young lady went on to start participating in his martial arts class. Mm-hmm. So I love the fact that you do that with your show with your granddaughter, because I've seen some things that you've taught all of us on that show. And then how you say that these are things that you started instilling in your daughter when she was just a child. You're coming along with me, baby girl.
That's right.
So yes, thank you for that. And it's important, you know, because my brother showed me how to do some things with just one hand. You know, if someone grabs your hand, what are you going to do? you know, exactly. And you lean your arm back against that thumb. Am I right? You
just exactly right.
I still remember that today, and it has worked on so many occasions.
Right, one thumb or four fingers.
Yes, say that again.
You're either dealing with one thumb or four fingers. Go ahead and take the thumb.
Yes, take the thumb. That's why my husband doesn't grab my wrist today. He can't.
That's true.
So, why is it important to have a genuine relationship with your daughter?
Well, that's how I was taught. You know, I had fantastic parents. My dad's a Korean War veteran. Mm-hmm. And mom and dad are both 88 years old now. And I'm up here. I'm 60 miles away from my house. They live 50, 60 miles away from me.
Wow.
Took them both to their doctor's appointments today and did what we had to do. Went and swept their floor and washed their clothes and did what I was taught to do. Now I'm passing that on to my daughter.
I love it. Because they take care of us for as long as they can in their life.
Exactly.
And then once, yes, and then we just pay it back to them.
Comes the time you pay it back.
Oh, wow. You got my heart doing flutter kicks here. Seriously.
So let me tell you about my wife. That's a story, too. Last week was 20 years. My wife, Jana's 20th anniversary.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. Now, my wife was 7 months. My mom used to babysit my wife when my wife was 7 months old and my mom was pregnant with me.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, yes.
Wait. I missed something.
when my mother was pregnant with me, she used to babysit my wife who was 7 months old. My wife is 7 months older than me.
Okay.
They used to put us in the same playpen together.
Wow.
Okay, she moved away in the fifth grade. 35 years later, we found each other and we've been married for 20 years.
What a story.
Yes.
That is beautiful. Go ahead.
So I have two stepsons, two bonus sons. You know, they're mm-hmm. a bonus in my life. And Josh is 46 years old and Nate is 43 years old. Now Nate has had a double organ transplant. He's disabled. He had a virus attack to cerebellum in 1997. Mm. And I met him in 2000 and he lost his kidneys, he lost his pancreas. That's where you overcome the battles.
Yes.
That's where you really overcome the battles.
Yes.
They had moved into my house. Nate was on dialysis every night. We moved a futon into Nate's bedroom and my wife and I slept on the futon because we hooked him up to a dialysis machine every night. He has what you call ataxia. He can't really hold his hand steady.
So yes.
He couldn't hook the machine up. He couldn't give himself insulin shots. So we did all that. I actually became a medical first responder through the Indiana Department of Homeland Security so I could help pull Nate out of seizures so I can know what was going on with him. It took 5 years when we got him a kidney and a pancreas transplant. And that was next July, this coming July will be 15 years. 15 years. And Nate's doing great. And like I said, it was a battle. It was a 5-year battle. We had to go to Indiana University in Indianapolis every Wednesday just to run tests and do things that they had to do. And then you get on a transplant list and then you wait, you do dialysis and you give insulin shots. And then that phone rings at 4 o'clock in the morning and you drive as fast as you can from the cornfield to the big city.
You are too bad. That is a blessing story.
It's a blessing.
That is overcoming battles by being strong and courageous.
We hope so. We didn't have any choice. They say, well, how did you do it? How did you do that? People come up to us. Well, I couldn't do that. You don't know what you can do until you have to.
Yes.
You don't know how strong you are until you have to be.
Mm-hmm. And what I love most about what you said is you said a lot, but honestly, he's not your biological son, but then you are his biological father.
He's my bonus. He's a bonus.
You said that. He's not your biological son, but you became that father.
I believe so.
Yes, you did. And then you also said that because you didn't have the medical training, you went and got the training.
Went and got the medical.
So you could be there for him. Yes. You could know how to properly treat him. That's right. Why we tell folks that education is so fundamental.
That's right.
I mean, if you don't have it, then go get it. Mm-hmm. That's the only way. That's why I said that, you know, I love talking to people about the four components of life and spiritual growth, personal development, professional development. That's what you did. Financial literacy. If you need professional development, go get it. And got professional development so you could be there for your son when he was suffering. Mm-hmm. You didn't want to see him that way, and I'm sure he didn't want to be that way.
Well, I was going to do everything I could so we didn't lose him. I don't know what my wife would do without him, so we weren't going to lose him on my watch. That's what I told people. There's people saying, there's no way he's going to make it. No way he's going to make it. I said, he's not dying on my watch.
That's right. This is faith. This is faith. And this is why we are doing a Father's Day special. Because you don't have to give up on your loved ones. Greg said that I was in my mommy's womb and she had already been born 7 months before me.
That's
35
right.
years later, we get married. We've mm-hmm. just celebrated our 20th anniversary. And our son has been free of his issues for 15 years.
Yes.
And I went and got professional development during his sickness so I could be there with him. We slept on a futon in his bedroom. This is father. This is a father who loves his son. Mm-hmm. Honestly, his bonus baby. This is like for those that are out there that are in listening in, I want to know your thoughts on that. This is what blended families do. Mm-hmm. You know, when they say I do to one another and kids are involved, they're saying I do to those kids too, till death do us part. It's just not that wife or that husband. It's the children too. Mm-hmm. Gosh, that's a good story. I want more of that. But you have other phenomenal stories too. It's all about Daddy's Day. Mm-hmm. You know, why we are saying Happy Father's Day to our fathers. And he just said so much. This is Dr. Dylan we're listening to. He said that I took care of my parents today, my mom and my dad. I went and did laundry. I cleaned the floors. I took them to their medical appointments. And now I'm here doing a Father's Day special with my friend, Betty Speaks. You know, I want to talk to you all what it's like being a real father. And being a real son. Because you did all of that today. And on top of that, talk about the grandson. You got more good news for us.
That's right. Our grandson's he's been in Iraq for a year, and he's home. He's been home for 6 weeks. And he'll be out of the military in September, I believe, after 8 years.
After 8 years of serving his country.
He did he did 15 months in Korea, and he's done two tours of Iraq, so.
That is enough. That's like, and that's enough. Oh yeah, and that's enough. Yeah, it's time for him to come and spend time with his grandfather. Because you are a grandfather, you are a father, and then you are a son. So we're saying Happy Father's Day to you. What else do you want to add on to?
Well, I told you I had two stepsons, two bonus sons. My son Josh has three kids. Mm-hmm. Colton, who's in the military, is my oldest bonus grandson. And I have a granddaughter, Ashlyn. She's 26 and she has, I've got two great granddaughters and one on the way.
Look, I just passed out if you guys didn't hear anything.
Now I do, I do, I, I work out all the time, like military calisthenics. I do push-ups with my three-year-old great-granddaughter on my back. She loves it. She says, "Granddad, get on the floor." So I get on the floor and we do push-ups. And my Nevaeh, that's heaven spelled backwards, she's seven. She counts the push-ups in Japanese because I taught her to count in Japanese.
Oh, my goodness.
So we have a blast. We have a blast with the entire family.
And you just took me to this other actor. I don't even know where he is today. I can't think of his name. But in all of his movies, he was blind and he would have this cane. I can't think of his name. But when you said she spoke Japanese, I remember he was in Japan on one of his movies. But he was like an artist as well, into martial arts, a blind man with his cane. When I find him, I'm going to do a picture with the two of you together because that's who you remind me of just now. But how cute is that to have your three-year-old granddaughter, and you are so in shape and it's visible on your back as you are doing push-up. Amazing.
That gets them involved. That gets them involved. I want to do this too. So.
Mm-hmm. And that's an imprint. That's what I talk to people about. What imprints are you leaving behind that will always be there long after you are gone? I can see your three-year-old talking 30 years from now when she's 33. Granddad used to put me on his back and do push-ups. Yes. And I can see your other grand. Yeah, and I would count how many push-ups he do in Japanese.
And she's usually hanging off the pull-up bar in the hallway. She can climb up the wall and grab onto the pull-up bar and hang off the pull-up bar and actually count. So,
folks, we're talking about leaving imprints. We're talking about Happy Father's Day. These are things that families should be doing. He has a blended family. Mm-hmm. And he said that we are so functional. We are so happy. It works. Mm-hmm. It works here with us. And that's what, that's like, this is the takeaway for today's show. You know, having someone that can tell you what is working for them, what makes him hungry to do things for his children, his grandchildren. You know, he said, "I love my wife. What makes her happy makes me happy." You guys heard him say that. This is unscripted again. I'm trying to think where we left off with questions because you've answered everything. I have one. I do have this one. This is like, I love this question here because you have one daughter and most men are very protective of their daughters. So what are three things you would tell your daughter about secrets every daughter should know? It may not be relevant to you, but what are some secrets? Because you're that honest man, you're righteous, and what are those three secrets that if you had the opportunity to share with your daughter, you would say, "Honey, mm-hmm. this is what you need to know in life."
Right. Well, first of all, we grew up on a farm, so the first thing you have to do is plant a good seed. Planting a good seed is like raising kids. You give them a good mindset. You know, you put a good seed in the ground, and you have to water that seed. You have to till the soil. You have to water that seed. You have to pray for rain. You have to plant good fertilizer, which means putting good thoughts in their head. You know, and that's what I would tell them. That would be my secret. You know, go plant a good seed. You know, go fertilize the seed and pray for rain.
I love that.
And you'll get a good crop and you'll grow great children.
Wow. That is so powerful. That is very powerful. It looks like you want to say more to that. I'm like, that was breathtaking. And honestly, and I just listened to your story and I can tell that you actually raised a good family. Blended and all. And yes, I hope that you are taking copious notes because I am honestly taking good notes here. What about your daughter's favorite food? And when I say daughters now, I'm I'm including, what are your children's favorite food?
Favorite food? I would say it's Mexican, because every Sunday after church, we go to the Mexican place, and they have all that stuff I can't pronounce, so.
And all of it ends with alata, enchilada, yeah. Marcelada, disalata.
Gungalata, stuff like that.
Gungalata, yes. Yeah. That is so true. I love that. So what imprints would you like for your kids to remember you by? What are those imprints?
Wow.
I already see.
The main takeaway with my kids is to have a blast. You know, go be a good person. You know, plant that good seed in your kids and your grandkids. You know, just keep that farm mentality going. You know, plant that seed, raise a good crop. You know, pray. You have to pray for rain.
It doesn't matter.
you can plant the seed. You can put in the fertilizer. You know, you can till the crop. But if you don't get any rain, you're not going to grow good. And then you have to pray for rain. Pray for your children. Pray that you've done a great job. And I believe, you have to leave your positive fingerprint. To leave your fingerprint on your next generation. And they'll do the same. I believe they'll do the same if they paid attention.
You know that strong people are not simply born. They resurrect by sharing the imprints they generate throughout their life journey. And you have definitely generated some imprints for your entire family. There is that book that I know that you're writing on faith. I can tell that faith and prayer, that seems to be two books that you will be leaving behind for your legacy. And I just want to tell the audience today, we're doing this Happy Father's Day special, daddy's daughters, daddy's sons. And honestly, even for blended family, it doesn't matter if you are blood related or not, it's the fact that you are loving a child as if you bore that child as well. And I want you to remember that strength actually, it doesn't come from what you can do, it comes from overcoming those things that you once thought you couldn't. And I want to thank you so much for tuning in today for Overcoming Battles by Being Strong and Courageous. This month has been an amazing month with amazing guests, and you can reach out to us with comments as you are listening to this broadcasting today. Honestly, I want Dr. Dillon to tell you how he can be reached, and that will be, you know, you can reach out to him on his platform. And if he has like a donation site or anything, he can share that with you as well. But I promise you, you're going to want more of him. And he has a platform that is amazing. So I'm going to turn it back over to you, Dr. Dillon, so you can tell folks how to get in touch with you. And then if you have any final nuggets for them.
Okay. Well, our website is haveablastwithgranddad.com. And we're kind of in construction with that because, you know, during the COVID and all that, we weren't able to get a lot of things done. But haveablastwithgranddad.com. I'm on Facebook. Greg Dillon's on Facebook. You know, I work with I Change Nations, Black Belt Speakers, you know, World Civility Icons. We work with all those platforms. Like I told Sir Clyde Rivers, he hammered the nails in the boards and we just get to jump up on the stage that he made for us. I told him that yesterday.
I love that. I love that. And if you'd like to get onto the show or make a donation towards some of the causes that you have, you can do Cash App, a donation at A Warrior Four, the number four, Life, which will assist in covering admin costs for this particular platform. Again, that's $ the letter A, Warrior Four Life. And that's the Cash App. And I want to thank my friend, Dr. Dillon. And I promise you, you're going to enjoy he and his granddaughter having a blast. I can't wait to see the two of them doing push-ups together.
You'll see that.
I'm looking forward to that one. And happy Father's Day to you, Dr. Dillon.
Thank you. And thank you for having me.
Yes, absolutely.
Father's Week, the international transformational storytelling, just what you need. Time to listen now for motivation on a journey with Daddy Speaks.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.